الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، our last class was on standing up cook, how we stand up from the Jalsatul Istiraha for the second rak'ah or for the fourth rak'ah as the case may be. Standing up from Jalsatul Istiraha up to the fourth rak'ah or up to the second rak'ah as the case may be, or any other rak'ah. The individual may be making qiyamul layl and he intends to make 8 rak'ahs. So you see, after the second, he stands up for the third, he stands up for the fourth, he stands up for the fifth. If he chooses to make, for example, 4 rak'ahs in a stretch, you see, he do that for the second, for the third, for the fourth. Each time we are standing from one rak'ah to the other. The way we stand up is the way we have described. We first of all stand up from sajda al-sikba. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that. Then we stand up while resting on our palms, sitting down first before we stand up. It's established in 2 narrations from the Prophet Muhammad. One of them we have repeated. It's mentioned in the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'id. The second one is hadith of Malik ibn al-Khuwayl. So, those are the 2 major evidences on Jalsatul Istiraha. On standing up and resting on the arm, resting on the hand while standing up, whether folded or stretched, is based also on the hadith of Malik ibn al-Khuwayl and hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. We mentioned in the last class that the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar is that hadith that is popularly called Hadith al-Ajm. It is called Hadith al-Ajm because it says كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عجم في الصلاة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made عجم in salah. So that's why that hadith is called Hadith al-Ajm. Among the scholars of hadith, the Zuz Ahadith name is very common amongst them. The Zuz Ahadith name, like the Hadith Jibri, you know the Hadith Jibri? So like that, there are a lot of Ahadith that have names. The Talib can go search for them and make a Juz. Popular Ahadith and their names. In the Muhaddithin wal Fuqaha. Narrations and the names that these narrations have come to be called by the scholars of Hadith and the scholars of Fiqh. Many Hadith have names. That once you refer to them, the learner says he knows which Hadith are they talking about. Very common. Today, inshallah, our discussions will be what follows after we stand up. As we ended the last class, we tried to explain that what we have done in the first rak'ah are the same things we will do in the second rak'ah. These are the same things we will do in the third rak'ah. These are the same things we will do in the fourth rak'ah. That statement is based also on 2 reports. The fact that if we stand up for the second rak'ah, what are you going to do? You say you start from isti'adha, a'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim min hamzihi wa nafthihi wa nafthihi bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. That is what you do in the second rak'ah. When you stand up again. After you recite your Surah Al-Fatiha, you recite a Surah. After you recite the surah, you make your takbir and you go, you raise your hands and then go for ruku. When you finish your adhkar at ruku, you make takbir, you make say Allahu liman hamida, you stand up from ruku. When you get settled on ruku, you say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And other adhkars that Allah makes easy for you, where you stand. And then after that, you make your takbir again and go on sujood. You raise your hands. You can takbir all of these. And after that, you make your takbir again. Do what? You sit down. And after that, you make your takbir, raising hands too. In all of it, there is nowhere in the salah that we raise our hands from the sunnah of salah. Whether that part is from the hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Umar or not, there are other reports from others amongst the companions, like Wa'il ibn Hijr and others that we have read in their places as we went along. We even mentioned the case of ibn Kaysan and Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And all of these, Abdullah ibn Abbas, they raise their hands in every situation. That is even hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. This hadith, the larger majority of the scholars of hadith say that it's authentic. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يرفع يديه في كل رفع وخفض. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, every time he stands up, every time, every standing he raises, every going down he raises his hand. This hadith that he will raise his hand في كل رفع وخفض, the large majority of the scholars of hadith say that على الأقل الحديث حسن suitable for evidence. But any time he stands up, he raises his hand. Any time he goes down, he raises his hand. Apply that to the entirety of salah. You will see that you raise your hand in every condition as you change from one position to the other. Except that those positions we raise our hands, as mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, are more emphatic. They are more emphatic than others. But there is a sunnah of raising the hands in every standing, every coming up, and every going down in the course of a salah. So, we describe the second rak'ah. So if you ask, what is the case that everything we have done in the second rak'ah, that is the same way we are going to do in the first rak'ah, that is the same way we are going to do in the second rak'ah? We are in the age of Delhi now. There has been on it in the past. This Ummah has ever been an Ummah that asks for proof for everything. If we want to go and start discussing this, we will take more time. So let's come back. This Ummah has always been asking, where is proof? Where is proof? Where is proof? The difference between me and the past people perhaps is that these days we ask for proof for just empty arguments. And to show superiority over the next person. Not because you want to really know what the truth is about the matter. There is difference between the two. Asking for proof to know what is the truth about a matter so that you can follow it. And asking for proof regarding a matter to show that you are superior to somebody, and then you will not follow him. So that's why the arguments amongst our younger brothers have been tougher. They have not been friendly. And Imam Malik ibn Sa'd, Imam Malik ibn Anas, they had exchanges, intellectual exchanges. And Imam Shafi'i, Allah, and Imam Abu Hassan, they had exchanges, documented. The exchange between Imam Malik ibn Sa'd and Malik ibn Malik ibn Anas, Imam Malik, is a whole book, a volume. Intellectual exchanges. What is correct? No, it is this. No, it is that. No, and then you see people exchanging opinions. And Imam al-Abdul in his tariqh regarding al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he called it Manaqib al-Shafi'i. It's a whole chapter between al-Imam al-Shafi'i and Abu Hassan al-Shibad. They are discussing. And you will see one the other overpower the other in his proof. He quickly accepts. But these days, you hardly find two people in this office Say that, oh, I was wrong. Oh, that hadith that I employed was bad. Oh, I now find that, oh, I didn't understand your point. Because we don't even try to think what is the point that his brother has. He never thinks of it. Today, amongst us, that is, where is the hujjah? It is where is hujjah of keep quiet. It's not where is the hujjah of show me so that I can perhaps change my own opinion. I may be the one that is wrong. That is the difference between those in the past, in the ummah, and those of us today. And they may ask, what is the hujjah? What is the hujjah? Like to make a trouble. To make a problem. You will hardly find 2 days they pass. Except that some people call you and say, we are arguing about the matter. I will argue say, why do you need to argue about the matter? You don't need to call. Especially Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings. So when people go to Masajid, they are wondering that today, we should stop this kind of approach to Islam and learning. It will not bring us any benefit. Nevertheless, it does not say that when you give a petition, you should not give. This is the proof around the petition that I have given. This is also from the Sunnah of Islam. So when we say we will repeat all of what we have done in the first rak'ah, we repeat it in the second rak'ah. The simple thing is, what is the proof? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, when he described the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Humayd said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukabbir thumma yukabbir yaqeel. The Prophet would make takbir Allah wa yaqeel Allahu akbar wa yarfa wa ra'asahu. That is from sajda. Allahu akbar from sajda. Yarfa wa ra'asahu. He made his head. Wa yajmitu ala رجله اليسرى. Don't forget. What is he talking about? Delta Tunis. يجلس على رجله اليسرى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will sit on his left leg. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فيقعد عليها معتدلا. He will sit on it calm, balanced. حتى يرجع كل عظم إلى موضعه معتدلا. Until every bone of the body returns to its place. But he will sit down well. This sitting is referred to as what? Jalsatul Istirah. He then said, Summa Yaqeel. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand up. How he will stand up was what we discussed in the last class. Cool? He said, Summa Yaqeel. Yasna'u fi raka'ati thaniyati mithla dhalik. Summa Yaqeel. يصنع في الركعة الثانية مثل ذلك. Then he will stand up and he will do the like of that well في الركعة. He will do the kind of what he did in the first rak'ah. That is the kind of what he will do in the second rak'ah. Somebody asked us, what is the proof that all of what we did in the first rak'ah, that's what we will do in the second rak'ah? The hadith of whom? Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi. It says, ثم يقوم, the Prophet will stand up. فيصنع في الركعة الثانية مثل ذلك. He will do in the second rak'ah the like of what he had described in the first rak'ah. The hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, it's widely reported among the Bukhari, Abu Dawud and others. But I always depend on the Jews by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salim Basmu. I've been referring to these Jews to compile a whole book on that hadith. So please take it as a point of reference, because you will be seeing Tafsir al-Riwayat in some of these. If you look at Abu Dawud, you may not see all of these correct, complete. Some in Abu Dawud, some in Bayhaqi, like that's connected. So if you go to the Juz, you see them in one single piece. So the reference for that is the Juz by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Basmi. He called it Juz on فيه حديث أعطيه حديث أبي حميد المستعيد جيز أون فيه حديث أبي حميد المستعيد a chapter that contains the report about the hadith of me أبي حميد المستعيد in it it says the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول he will stand up for the second rak'ah يصنع في الركعة الثانية he will do all in the second rak'ah مثل ذلك the kind of work we had done in the first rak'ah. And the hadith of the companion who said badly, what is his name? Khalad ibn Rafi. Illa ma al-fatih, that's what hadith musi'i salatihi. You see now, that hadith has a name. So let me ask you, rawi hadith, those who reported the hadith of the hadith musi'i salatihi, what do you say? Rafi ibn Rifa'a, his brother reported it, Abu Huraira reported it, and. So you know what they mean. A hadith always has names. The hadith of the companion who came badly, he meant the hadith of the companion who came, radiallahu anhum, he prayed, the Prophet said, you had not prayed, go and repeat your prayer, and all of this. So this ulama referred to the hadith as what? Hadith in the Sheikh Salah. The hadith of the companion who heard in his Salah. In that hadith, the report of Abu Huraira of this hadith, that occurred in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him that summa al-fa' then stand up from your sujood hatta tastawiya qa'ima. Until you stand up balanced. When you stand up from you, stand up balanced. One stand of balance. ثُمَّفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا ثُمَّفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. All of what I had described to you in the first rak'ah, do all of that in the entirety of your salah. فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. In the entirety of your salah, if I ذلك, do what I have described to you in the entirety of your salah. So if you are asked, what is the thing that what we did in the first rak'ah is what we do in the second rak'ah? We have two bases. The first one is what? Hadith to Abu Humayr ibn Sa'id. The second one is what? Hadith to Musa'id Salah. The hadith of the companion who heard in his Salah. Like I said, there's also a Jews on this. The Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim does not refer to the Jews for this. The first hadith I read, hadith of Abu Humayr ibn Sa'id, it occurs in page 39 and 40 of that juice. And this hadith of Musi'i Salah, it occurs in I did not mention the hadith. It's in that juice, but the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. You can do it by the juice in this hadith. The riwayah of Abu Huraira. The riwayah from what we call this hadith, the riwayah of Abu Huraira. It is in hadith 667 of Sahih Bukhari. 667, Sahih Bukhari. Tarkim of Shaykh Fuad Abdul Baqi. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Ali al-Tirmidhi. You see that hadith of Abu Huraira. Simmaf al-Zalika fi salatika kulliha. You say to Muslim, the sensible one amongst us, who has these materials available, not in repeating this. What did Sheikh say about this thing? May Allah protect all of us. He says, Hafidhahullah. He says, hey, what this means is that, fi jami'i ma zukira min al-aqwal, yani jami'i ma aw jami'a ma zukira min al-aqwal wal-af'al. He says, hey, when he says, ثُمَّ فَعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. He said, oh, that is to say, جَمِيعَ مَا ذِكْرَ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ. The entirety of what was mentioned, مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ, whether of expression, وَالْأَفْعَالِ, or action. Everything you do in the first rak'ah, do so in the second rak'ah. That is what it means. That occurs in the ninth volume of that page 275. Then he says, but there's an exception. In the first rak'ah, you make takbiratul ihram. There is no takbiratul ihram in the second rak'ah. Sheikh ibn al-Utayy, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Tiyoti, he did that exception. He did not make takbiratul ihram in the takbirah. The best takbirah is not what in ihram. It is takbiratul intiqal. The takbirah is which you change from one position to the other. It is not the takbirah with which you make all the things that were allowed haram for you, meaning with which you commence your salah. The takbirat are different, although it is in the same condition. This one again is from your position while standing up from sajda up, while the other one is actually safe where you are already standing. So these are some of the differences between the takbirat, and they are really two are different. So that is one difference. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, in his Sharh al-Sibat Salat al-Nabi, he says, ثم يصلي ركعة الثانية. Then the individual will observe the second rak'ah, كالأولى, like the first rak'ah, لكن, beginning istiftah. But there's an exception. He will not add al-istiftah, ad'iyat al-istiftah. He will not add any of them. There's dua al-istiftah, the one of you, Abu Huraira. Cool. There's dua al-istiftah of Umar and others amongst the companions. Sikr al-Mutaymin says, there will be no istiftah, لأن الاستفتاح محله أو محله لأن الاستفتاح محله. Because الاستفتاح is في أول ركعة. It's in the first ركعة. ولهذا, and that is the reason why يسمى استفتاحا. That dua is called what? Dua الاستفتاح. لأنها, because that supplication, تفتتح فيه الصلاة. That is what with which the salah starts. So, because we are not starting the salah, we will not add what? Dual istiftah. So, no takbirat al-ihram in the second rak'ah. No dual istiftah in the second rak'ah. What about isti'adah? The madhhab of the jumhur is that we should not say isti'adah, but we should say it in the correct. Jumhur al-ulama, the same said is the Aza at the beginning. And the one you said at the beginning suffices for the rest of the Salah. So don't repeat it again. Others amongst Muhakkikin say no. The verse itself says, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ. Whenever you read the Quran. And when you stand up for the second rak'ah, it is Quran you want to read. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. So you must recite another is the Aza. So others say this is the correct thing, and it appears to be the correct thing. Inshallah. So when you stand up for your second rak'ah, recite your istiha. Because you want to read Quran, and it says any time you want to read Quran, make istiha. So when you stand up for the second rak'ah, you want to start with your surah al-Fatiha. You want to read Quran. So you should start the second rak'ah also reciting al-istiha. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen in his Sifat al-Salat al-Nabi. This is Sifat al-Salat. Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen. This is the prince of Mu'assafat al-Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen al-Khayriya. He has a Mu'assafat, a foundation. They are the ones printing the original copies of his books. Because they are Sab'at al-Misriya Masruqa. They are printed with the obedient film from Misra, Cairo. Without the author's permission. Islam does not want us to. When you buy a book, buy a Taba'ah that is Shari'iyya, buy a print that is lawful, to make your knowledge be lawful. You'll be learning lawfully, and then you'll be earning Allah's barakah. It's like earning too. You earn money lawfully. So you get knowledge, lawful knowledge. Who's still learning knowledge? Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, after mentioning that we should say the issue of isti'adah in the second rak'ah when we stand up, he mentioned that we can say isti'adah. I think to say that is his opinion. If you read it, that is what you believe. But he brought one hadith. Hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. In that hadith it says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا نهض من الركعة الثانية when he stands up for the second rak'ah, istaftah al-qira'ah, he commences the recitation bi alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, by saying alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, wa lam yaskut. This is the issue, wa lam yaskut. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up in the second rak'ah, istaftaha bil qira'ah, he starts his recitation by saying what? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Istaftaha al-qira'ata bi alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. He opens the recitation by saying alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. You can say, that doesn't mean that he was not saying isti'adha and basmala. Of course, the basmala is from Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah sahih. But it says, wala yaskut. And if you stand up for the second rak'ah, and you say, A'udhu billahi s-sami'il alim, min ash-shaytan al-rajim, min hamzihi wa naftihi wa naftih, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. It will ever observe you to have kept quiet. The observation will be the behind Imam will say to that word, he has kept quiet after standing up for the second rakah. But it seems long less good. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not silent. So what is the explanation we have? Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al Tiyoti, he cited the ulama in his explanations. That occurs in the 12th volume of Al-Bahr al-Mufid, page 271. Many of us like to go back. It's very good to go back to it. He says, one last speech does not necessarily mean that he was not saying isti'adha and basmala. He says, one last speech, he wasn't silent, does not mean that he will not la yata'awwadhu wa la yubasmili. He will not make isti'adha and basmala. He does not mean so. But what it rather means is that he will not make dua al-istiftah. So what you have to understand, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen's action here is that since he was talking about not making dua al-istiftah, the reason he got this hadith is to make us understand that you don't need to repeat dua al-istiftah. He is not saying that you should not say isti'adha. Neither is he saying that you should not say Bismillah. What he means to say is that you should not make dua al-istiftah. By way of connecting the statements of scholars, when a single person makes a statement about something, it wants to appear as if they are not congruent. You don't understand them in the opposite direction. You bring them together. Not to learn that it's easily and possibly made. So what he means, lam yaskut, is that he will not say dua al-istiftah. It does not mean that he will not say isti'adha, because Allah has commanded us to ever say isti'adha. And because al-basmala is from Surah Al-Fatiha. There are two things we can't leave out. So lam yaskut is only referring to any other thing apart from these two. And what is that thing? Dua al-istiftah. Have I said anything that is not clear? Is this clear? Is this explanation clear? May Allah grant all of us deep understanding of His deen. So when we stand up for the second rak'ah, we will do everything we did in the first rak'ah, except what? Dua al-istiftah. And except, of course, takbiratul ihram. But we make isti'adha, and then we make al-basmala. We start suratul fatiha. And then this hadith of Abu Hurairah, don't forget that we also said when we were discussing Surah Al-Fatiha, that Anas ibn Malik said, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar, Uthman, they will only start their recitation in Salah by reading aloud Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Do you remember this matter? So it does not mean that you will not make isti'adha, neither does it mean that you will not make ibas. So if that stands up, Allahu Akbar, is our second rak'ah. What does he do? A'udhu billahi s-sami'il alim, min ash-shaytan al-rajim, min hamzihi wa naftihi wa naftihi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then he starts reciting his Fatiha in the second rak'ah. I hope that the point is clear, inshallah. After discussing that, we had said, then we do every other thing. We do every other thing like the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Summa al-jalika fi. So after the recitation of Fatiha, he reads the surah and. So in the description of Sifat al-Salah, we only have two things left. Jalsat al-Tashahud al-Awwal wa al-Thani. The sitting of al-Tashahud, the first and the second. These are the two things that are left. I'm also in a haste that we should end Sifat al-Salah alayhi salatu wa salam and take other issues. But what keeps on encouraging me, ikhwa, is many times, many of the issues that we are discussing and taking, inshallah, they are issues that really cause problems amongst our brothers. So to pay attention to them and resolve them is not a bad idea at all. Secondly, it will not be too long to employ 6 weeks, 7 weeks, learning about the second pillar of Islam. 6 weeks. Learning the second pillar of Islam. That to teach the individual Islam is established. 6 weeks. And in these 6 weeks, let's say a maximum of 2 hours. 2 hours. It's 2 hours in all. It's not sufficient for a 1 unit course that many of us take in our classes in higher institutions. It's not a 1 unit course. All the time, telling you every week, it's not up to 1 unit course. So shouldn't our salah take more than 1 unit course? It's not up to 1 unit course. The entirety of the time we have spent on this salah is not up to 1 unit course. So don't think that you have done any good thing to Allah. That is really. يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم. So Allah forgive all of us. Malik ibn Khalil spent how many days? 20 days. All he was watching Salah, and learning all that. Watching the Prophet. He left his family, everybody. Okay, sit down. Prophet said, he let him see. It's not too much, inshallah. Salah. We have learned other things that are not as important as Salah in our worldly affairs. There are people who have stayed 7 years. 9 years learning this. 9 years. Learning anatomy. Biochemistry. So 12 hours to learn Salah is not too much. We will not protect all of us. The times we spend browsing and reading WhatsApp messages every day is more than this. The other issue we like to discuss, we said, remaining, inshallah, on Sifat al-Salat al-Nabi are two. At-Tashahud al-Awwal wa al-Thani. Correct? The sitting of Tashahud, the first and the second. There are two aspects of each of the sittings. The first aspect of each of the sittings is the manner of the sitting itself. Where will my legs be? Where will my hands be? Where will my head be? Yes. We discuss that first. Then we discuss the software we have come to run that sitting. We thought we had it. We have heard that we say in those petitions. They are also divided into four categories. The tahiyya, salatu ala nabi, al-isti'adha min al-arba, and al-du'a al-mutlaq. Four things. Tahiyya. And then what? Salatu ala nabi. And then what? Al-isti'adha. Seeking Allah's protection from four things. Cool? The first one is what? Open dua. Four.
So you take that one to set it. The fourth one is level 4-2. The position of the leg, the position of the hands, the position of the face and the head. These ones are three, cool? The other one is, you have carved the flow in each of the sitters. Let's take them one by one, cool? So I got one, connect the two sitters, except that we see the difference between the two. So today, so that it does not appear complex and muddled up, we will only take the physical approach for Al-Zal-Satun-Ula. We take the Al-Tashahudun Awla. We take the, how do we sit down for that first tashahud? How do we sit down? How do we do? No afternoon, no difference, don't forget. There is no difference between the Salah of a male and a female. We've been repeating it in every stage group. So let's take that one first. The sitting. And then the ruling of that sitting too, we take it. Maybe you should start from that. The ruling of that sitting, in the last class as we ended, I mentioned it to be a little quick. It is the second one that is the rukun, the fourth one is from the wajibat of Salah. At the shahud al-awwal is wajib. It is a sign that is what? Rukun. Al-awwal is wajib. Obligatory. That is why if you are observing a 4-minute prayer, you are supposed to sit down for tashahud after the first two. If you mistakenly don't sit down, you stand up. You just continue your salah. If it were a rukun, you must return to it. If it were a rukun, you would have returned to it. But because it's not your rukun, you continue. And then you make ijba. You make, yani, to just do, you pay up for it. You make up for it by making the two a sajda to start. Before you make your tasmeeh. That one happened to the Prophet Muhammad, a number of times. Abale Mamu. We are observing Salah. Instead of the Imam sitting down after the first two rak'ah, he stands up mistakenly. What will he do? Will he come back to sit down? If he has stood up, he will not come back. He will continue with the Salah. So he makes four straight rak'ahs. Go. Now, before he makes the tasmeeh, after his tashahhud and dua and all of that, what will he do? He makes two sajda. Twice. He sits down again, then he makes his tasmeeh. So, ulama say that is evidence that it's not a rukun. If it were a rukun, you come back to it. You must come back to it. So, the stronger view, inshallah, is that it's not a rukun at all. It is from the wajibat of salah. And that is the reason why we have to pray with sajda to a salah. If it were a sunnah, it may not be any need for us, there may not be any need for us to make a sajda. Allahu Akbar. We come back to this in our discussions on sajda to salah. Because we still discuss them, inshallah. When we return to our book, Abdurrahman Nahiyyat al-Musayyid. So the meaning of At-tashahud al-awwal is what we do. That tashahud is what wajib on us. Compulsory. We must sit down. And the proof for that is the hadith of Khalad ibn Rafi. What is hadith of Khalad ibn Rafi? Hadith of Musi Isra. Hadith of the Salah who heard in, of the companion who heard in his Salah. This time the report of Rifa'a ibn Rafi. The first one we missed from that hadith was Rabu Abu Huraira. This report is from Rifa'a. It will help us to search for this, if we want to search for it. That's why I'm mentioning it. Everything you say, you can always go back and check it by yourself. Why not? Some people who used to say Malayache. You know the meaning of Malayache? Afari, why do you say Amalayach? Our Malam says this is how we should. One easy way to stop being a Mayan Yache is go and check it yourself.
Check it yourself.
So you can say it claims Abidawood, reported by
Fosa.
That's your own now. Yes, you gain from the Malam, but you change it to your own. Please, I encourage our brothers, go back to the source. That is the reason why we say it is here, it is here. So that you can go back to and see. May Allah protect all of us. If you go back and see, the day you don't see that Malam again, that is the day you know the value of going back to see. And again, most of our Masada, Sahih al-Bukhari, Muslim, all these are these. Many of the brothers don't know how to access them to get information. As we said about it now, many of what the people do is go to computer, Shamila, just click in one word and go and then you enter it. It will bring everything. That is not how to search for it. There is a way to search for important books of everything. Inshallah, the day Allah gives us the time, we mention it. For each book, how do you check it? How do you see what something the hadith is in Bukhari? How do you check it in Sahih Bukhari? A cock hanging. Otherwise, you can't tell Bukhari you're looking for money to now you're not here. You call it Allah, I'll find you, I'll be here. Because you don't know how to check for it. Somebody gives you urine and blood. Check for malaria inside. The laboratory technologies will last for the rest of us. You'll be asking, how do you set your malaria inside your room? So don't worry. Because you like it. So how you check hadith in Bukhari, you don't learn it. And you want to do it. May Allah protect all of us. This hadith is the report of Rifa'a ibn Rafi. It is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He commanded the one who died in his salah. He said that the last of you was of his salah. When you sit down at the middle of the salah, fasma inna, be calm in your sitting. Wafarish fahidak al yusra. Sit down istirash by stretching your second feet. Stretch your second feet. Sit down istirash. He says, alayhi salatu wa salam, وَفْتَرِشْ فَخِذَكَ الْيُسْرَى Sit, istirash, spread something, spread anything. So he says, وَفْتَرِشْ فَخِذَكَ الْيُسْرَى Exactly. He says, spread your left foot. So you see that spreading your left foot. But that is not the point of reference. The point of reference in this hadith, so picking meaning from is that فَإِذَا جَلَسْتَ فِي وَسَطِ الصَّلَاةِ When you sit down at the middle of Salah, alayhi salatu wa salam, fatma'in, sit down calm. And we remember that all of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described to Khalad in that Salah, the basic ruling around them is what you do. You remember this ruling? Because he told him that if you don't do anything, your Salah is not complete. And only two things will make the individual Salah not to be complete. Essentially, the rukun, the arkan, and the wajibat. So from this hadith of Musa Salah, ulama took two things, something that's the rukun, and something that's what? From the wajibat. So if we can prove that at-tashahud al-awwal is not from the wajibat, it's not from the arkan, then it's from the wajibat, because it's according to the hadith of whom? Musa Salah. Is this point clear? Shaykh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazlou in his Sharh of Sifat Salat Nabi. This one too has Taba'a Shari'iyya and Taba'a Masruqa. The Taba'a Shari'iyya is available. The Taba'a Masruqa is also available. Somebody in one of the cities in our country went and printed the book and was distributing it. He is known for printing people's books without obtaining their permission. May Allah forgive all of us. It's not good to go into people's property without their permission. This one is Taba'a Shari'iyya. It's not Masruqa. Excuse me now. We are saying this thing now because it's common now. Allah protect Allah. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim was known while he commented on this hadith in the Jews. It says 101, he says, see the reason Allah wujud al-iftirash fi al-dunut lit-tashahhud al-awwal. See the reason Allah wujud al-iftirash fi al-dunut lit-tashahhud al-awwal. Lit-tashahhud al-awwal. This hadith is evidence that this hadith, see the reason, contains evidence Allah wujud al-iftirash. That to sit down in firash is wajib. In the sitting for the first tashahhud, it is wajib. Wafihi aydan, this hadith also has evidence for wujub hadhihi al-jalsa, the obligation of this sitting, fi waqt as-salah, at the middle of salah. This hadith has evidence that this sitting is wajib. That manner of sitting is also what? Wajib. Two things. The sitting is wajib. So if I can say, I sat down now, it has to be the iftirash. One of the reasons why Sheikh Bazmi expressed it like this is that the Malikiya believe that if you sit in Tawarika, if you sit there with a shabbat in Allah, they believe that if you sit a tawarruk, you know what is tawarruk? We'll describe it inshallah in our next class, not today. Tawarruk is to cross the leg, the way we make at the end of the first rak'ah. You come back to it. They believe that if you do it in the second rak'ah, it's allowed. Ulama say no, it's not allowed. Because the command that he gave to al-Muslim is salah, is that, what should he do? He should make iftirash. So what we should do is iftirash. The first tashahhud, the sitting of tashahhud is iftirash. Wujuban. And the dalil is the hadith of Musi'us Salah, the companion who erred in his salah. Sheikh Bazmi said that in page 101 of his juz on hadith of Musi'us Salah. I hope that is clear on the meaning of the first sitting. The meaning of the first sitting is that it is compulsory for us to sit that sitting. It is also compulsory for us to sit it in iftirash. You know what iftirash is? You know what iftirash is? Alhamdulillah. I think that's the fact it's on the reading. So how is the hay'ah of the jalsa? How is the jalsa? How do we sit it? The manner of the sitting. How do you sit? We go back to the hadith of Abu Hamid ibn Sa'id. He said in it, فَإِذَا قَعَدَ فِي رَكَعَتَيْنِ أَسْتَوْتَيْنِ When he sits down after the first two rak'ah, قَعَدَ عَلَى بَطْنِ قَدَمِهِ بَطْنِ الْقَدَمِ is the place that touches the ground. So he sits down on that part. That's your leg. The place that is touching the ground, you lie it down and you raise the leg. So you sit down it. Allah, بَطْنِ الْقَدَمِ is in Yusra. That is for your left leg. وَنَصَابَ الْيُنَّا And then he erects the right. Which sitting is this? It's the rush. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the second, after the second rak'ah, the first sitting he makes for tashahhud, he will place the inner part of the feet on his left feet on the ground and sit on it, and he will erect the left feet. That is what is iftirash. Don't forget, we've mentioned that it is wajib to sit iftirash in At-tashahhud al-awwal. Some people can say, is it Bazmi that we now call recently? Sheikh Bazmi is still alive. He didn't want to tell us the hukum. That is the position of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That is also the view of Al-Imam al-Layth ibn Sa'd. That is also the view of Al-Imam al-Shafi. That it is compulsory for us to sit that sitting. So it's not a new thing that Sheikh Bazmi is saying. rahimahullah, despite the fact that you have hadith with him, hafizahullah. So the first thing is we sit down istirash in that seat. There's a second hadith we like to read on it. And that hadith, it's a riwayah of the hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id. It says in it, ثُمَّ جَالَعْفَ فَاسْتَارَشَ رِجِلَهُ الْيُسْرَى. That's the same jalasa, the person will sit down and make a firash of his left leg. Somebody asked in one of the classes, why are they calling that sitting iftirash? The Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions are iftirash, iftirash, iftirash. So they gave something they call iftirash, because the word was used for that manner of sitting. Wa akbala bi sadri yumna ala qiblatihi. Wa akbala bi sadri yumna ala qiblatihi. He says, the Prophet says, wa akbala bi sadri yumna. Then here the additional information here is that the tip of the right foot will be facing the Qibla. The tip of the right foot, the left foot is on the ground, you are sitting on it. The right foot is erect. And the tip of the right foot, the fingers of the right foot must be facing the Qibla. And then you sit down. That is additional information from the second riwayah. And then it says, it's another information. وَلَظَهَ كَفَّهُ الْيُمْنَى عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتِهِ الْيُمْنَى. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his right hand عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتِهِ رُكْبَى, his knees on the right knee. وَكَفَّهُ الْيُسْرَى. And then he placed his right allow that him yusra. Also on the left knee. So don't make it wrong. Don't ask me about the left. I'm coming there. So allow to sit, the two hands are on the knee. Yeah, in the world of it, allowed. 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 There is a hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar in Sahih Muslim. And that hadith occurs in Kitab al-Salah, Bab Sifat al-Julus fi al-Salah. Hadith Abdullah ibn Umar, Kitab al-Salah, Bab Sifat al-Julus fi السلام. Go and check the hadith. In some of the reports you see وَضِعَ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَةَ عَلَىٰ فَخِذِهِ الْيُمْنَةَ. And in some reports you see وَضِعَ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَةَ عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتِهِ الْيُمْنَةَ. It says that sometimes it says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hands on his lap. Sometimes it says what he places where on his knee. They are both correct. Knees and palms. That's why Imam al-Nawawi, he said, we don't know whether there is any khilaf. We don't know any khilaf. No difference is known. That we could place the hands anywhere around us, either on the laps or on the knees or around the knees or wherever. Because it will be difficult when you are sitting down to defend. This place is laps. So wherever on that, you can place the hands. The palms on it. Either on the forehead or on the rukba. Both of them. You can play the palms. It has caused some various issues like this. Even quarrel. The two of them are reported and they are authentic in Sahih Muslim. Do this one today, do that one tomorrow. It's okay, no. The report I saw is Rukba. That Fahim is not, it does not exist. Don't say it does not exist. Because you have not made it out of all your life. Young people quickly say that. No old person who has spent good years upon learning will say that. What you rather say that I don't know whether it exists. It is young people who say it does not exist. All that will say, I don't know. He has crammed the ignorance in himself. I've not seen it. You may mean that if you study it for 100 years, you will not be in talk. But you won't give me a statement that it does not exist. All that will let you think, you have not seen it. You have not. Except on a Bahas that they spend the entirety of their struggles searching for it and they didn't see, they can come back and say, you didn't see. If you see big, this one is very common. Like I always say, if a Taliban wants to compile a group on this, you ask scholars to say they have fresh and they didn't see. You can make a book. A book on the issue when scholars say they have research and they didn't find, you can make a book. So don't be shy to say you didn't see or I don't know. Remember now, we don't know anything now that the hands can be placed on the rukba or on the pocket. Two young people stop at, no, it's pocket, it's rukba. The both of them are correct. In Sahih Muslim, there's nothing you can do. May Allah protect us. Many times, what people quarrel over do not deserve the matter of knowledge. No fighting for it. So they are both allowed. But for some greater explanations on this matter, you can also check Al-Bahr al-Muhit al-Fajjaj. The 13th volume, 58. The discussion was very extensive on the riwayat and how to understand them, putting everyone in its place. So it was a very extensive and interesting discussion. I think more extensive than Sheikh al-Albani Sif of Salatina. To go back to it, you will benefit more, inshallah. Okay. We still have to place our feet, we still have to place our palms. So how then does the palm occur? There are three categories of report on the palms. We have said we can place them on the palm, say on the lap, or on the knee. There's a report from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, also in Sahih Muslim. It says, the Prophet said, I want to explain first before we start reading them to us. It will make them better, it will make us get them better when we write the verses. The three ways, three general, all the reports are classified into three about how the thoughts will be on our laps or on our knees. The first report we are general, it does not indicate that the person folded his arms. It only said that Yahwa Wa Ashara. So it mentioned and log well ishara. He did not place his hands and pointed. He didn't say fold. He just didn't say it. He didn't say there is no folding. But no folding was mentioned. It says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make an log. And then this was Al-Ishara Bissababa. First set of reports. The second set of reports from Abdullah ibn Zubayr himself in Jewish now mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ishara, he fold the entirety of his hands and then he makes Ishara with the Sababa, the first finger code. Is that the English name? Index finger. Is it the first finger and index finger? What is the first finger? The small finger, the ring finger, the middle finger. What is this one called? Index. It can be called first finger too. And this one is the thumb. Index finger is also called what? First finger. Any more? Sorry. when we start asking the environment for them now, they will remember, I won't add that one. Because I don't know their names in Yoruba. In Arabic, this is the khinsa. Khinsa. Small finger. Khinsa. The one that follows it is called like al-binsal. Binsal. Khinsa. Binsal. The one they call ring finger is binsal in Arabic. And the middle one is called like al-wusta. That's his name. Mr. Lady. Al-wusta. And this one is called like sabbaha. Because we make stuff be hard with it. The Arabs used to curse with it too if they want to curse. They are allowed to protect us. So they also call it what? Sababa. The finger with which curse is made. So this finger can be called what? In Arabic you say two names. In English two names. And then this one is referred to as what? Al-Ibhar. So in that hadith of Ibn Zubayr that you mentioned, it says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fold his palm. He folds his hand, the palm. And then he make the shara with what? The first finger, sababa, or sabbah. And then he will place the ibham on top of the whisper, on top. He folds everything. Extend the first finger and make the third be on top of the middle finger. Do it, let me see. Because you are Imam. Correct. MashaAllah. All of you, you are lucky. You are lucky. Now when you are able to, you don't have people who tell us this is the sunnah. They are just reading Risala and Al-Akhbari at the time. Wallah protect us. Wallah, they are very lucky. Let me take it, okay? And then the vision will show you, tell Allah. If you mean it's just coming, at least in our own environment. They are lucky, they don't have to stop them from home. I want to go out there, I want to shake out. Like that. The thumb will be upon the middle finger and then we stretch it. Sometimes you see brothers doing it like this. It's wrong. Because it says love or all you share. You make love. And then make what? Ishara. It didn't say you only do love. Many brothers come. If I feel like I used to turn your hand off. You say, what is the proof? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one day he placed his left hand on top of his right. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. When the Prophet said, what did he do? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raised his hand, placed the left under, placed the right on top. So if you see a brother doing like that in Salah, you can go carry that hand and turn it like. That is the correct way. Allah protect all of us. Let's correct our salah and the rest of the people's salah. So, he says one hour and then you share. So, no turning. Like this. No. As it is, fully, yes. Stretch it. Okay. There is a second way to make this ishara. That occurs in the hadith of Wa'im ibn al-Hujr. It is just going. Doctor, wish I'm learning. Inshallah. I mean, it used to disturb my sleep. The last week I didn't sleep well, most nights. I think it's going, inshallah. Thank you. The second way to fold the arms occurs in the hadith of Wa'il and Abdullah ibn Abbas, like he said. I called somebody to be an elderly person. The person was really like this. I said, ah, it's it means you have not been doing it correctly. You show the creator and blessor. Third, you make a ring with the Victor and Abraham. These two, you see, after making the ring, these two did not move from their place. These two, they are like you select them, don't move them. Don't make sure these two you have heard on the ground. Make sure that they are not moving. Move the three hands without the two moving. Good. Now make a ring. You see the song? يُحَلِّقُ حَلْقَةً. The prophet will make a halqa or a ring. Make your thumb and the middle finger to make a ring. Make it a ring, but don't make it a square or rectangle. Ring. Meaning that the connection must be a round connection. Round. At the tip. Round. Love. And then you stretch it. This is how you place it. You come back to the issue of tahriq. Now, the vibration. We are coming to that. Sheikh Muhammad bin Salim does not in civil salat in Nabi. He said many of the young people, when they make this and they are making al-harifu or al-harifu alayhi salatu wa salam, they do like this. Most of them read the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. When he said, like, he ashad ala shaitan min al-hadid. That the sababa or sabaha is still there against the shaitan than iron. So they now need to get wet. No, you don't need to do that. So how do you do it? He says he will shake it a bit, so let it be shaken. If it were that he was moving it up and down, then that says, يَرْفَعُهَا وَيُخَفِّضُهَا. He was moving it up and down. If it was that he was moving it left and right, then that says, يُحَرِّكُهَا يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. Then they will see that. The only says shake it, يُحَرِّكُهَا. So let it be shaken. A shaking that cannot be referred to up and down, and that cannot be referred to at all, left and right. You see that my arms are not moving, not like this. Just shake it. Is it shaking? Do nothing in front. This that we have not formed yet. Yes. Ha! Allah save the shaitan. No, your friend. Put it on like this. When you see this, let him be shivering. Yes, inshallah. Oh, yeah. Don't make it. I think the hand does not want to stretch. Stretch with hands. Mashallah. Now. Okay, so you stretch the hands and then you move it, move the thing. All of these on our laps or on our knees, wherever it's correct. All of these that we have explained, the ahadith are inside Sahih Muslim, Sahih Muslim, Sahih Muslim. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, the hadith of Wa'il ibn Hajr by the title of present Sunan al-Nasa'i in Al-Mujtaba. الإمام النصاري. Let me stop at that. We go back to those ahadith ourselves. Otherwise, we start reading those hadiths one by one where we see these attributes. But let me mention an issue that my brother should have been looking that perhaps we talk about. Is it correct to shake the hands or not? There are those among the ulama who say, don't shake the hands. Say, no, you shake the hands. The correct thing is that that hadith is sahih. The hadith of Waqif ibn Zaidah is sahih. Ziyadat is maqbula. We will take a confession. فإذا انفرد لا يضره الانفراد. The hadith is authentic. That you should shake the hands. And then the Prophet Muhammad said, when he's shaking the hand, his hand, the two eyes are looking at that hand. That is the only place in Salah that has a clear cut evidence that this is where you must be looking at. I say it again. That is the place in Salah that has a clear cut evidence that when you are in such a place, look here when you are shaking your hands. That's what the ulama say. Among those who said it is Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Tari, he mentioned it in Sifat al-Salah, in his own Sifat al-Salah. He didn't say, I might do one thing with me, from scholar said the first one. So when you shake the hand, you look at the finger. As you make your tashahud or tahiyyat. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah, ash'hadu an la shayka, ash'hadu anna Muhammad al-Abdullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi. There is another mistake people make. Some people leave the hand. When they now start to say Ashhadu Allah, they now leave. They raise the hand only when they want to start Shahada. There is no proof for that. When the Prophet starts, from the very beginning, he points the finger. And then some of the people, when they start, after they finish their Salatu Ala Nabi, they drop it. They drop it at any point in time. The time you drop it is during Taslim. If it is Taslim. Or when you want to place your hands on the ground to stand up for the third rakah. That is the only time you drop it. The Ishara. So all of these are established from clear-cut texts from the Prophet Muhammad. I think it will suffice to stop here. So that today we can take questions. In the last class we did not take questions. We have not demonstrated. If I don't demonstrate for the men, I will demonstrate for women. And that's what I want to do, inshallah. Many times, many of us, we go and meet teach me. The Mahat will find people to teach them. Just ask your family at home, show me how to make Ishara. You see, she will not say. I always encourage people, start it inside your house. Your wife, your children, they must know all these things that you are paying attention to and learning. Our mothers must know. Our fathers must know. Our uncles, you tell them. It is like this, it is emotional and not with others. Why you get emotional? Let me say this here. So first have parents who we are very big people on Tariqah Tijaniya. I was named Ibrahim because they thought that Ibrahim Niyas came back. When I was young, I did not used to walk on my feet. We used to carry me on the neck. One day, one guy was saying, I used to go on Allah, go walk. One day, I'm on one, he's got an umbrella. He wanted him to walk. They thought that when I was born, I am Ibrahim Niyas. They took me to Senegal as a child. You know where in Senegal? Where? Kola. I was taken to as a child. My mother is alive. You can meet her and ask her. So they used to feed me like that. When Tijani, the son of Ibrahim Niyas, first came to Nigeria, he was carrying me on his lap. I was reaching together because he sees me like this father. I was driven in a car alone. Me. I was driven in a car alone, behind, directly behind his car. Two shades. You want to say this? Make effort on your parents. When our daddy passed away, Allah made it. I backed my father from A to Z. So I'm saying, Allah made that for us too. If children will take care, don't go, those people will take care. When the Janaza was being delayed, they were waiting for somebody. Somebody stood up and said, if you don't perform this, one thing right now to what you are doing is all the people standing there, they will start staying behind him, referring to him. When our daddy was passing away, some of the shows were thinking, Izala. You know what it means, Izala? You know what they mean by Izala? If a person is very often Izala, what it means is a person of sin. Because they believe that Izala is the opposite of their tariqa. Even the north, that is what they generally refer to any person is there, that they are not Izala. I'm just saying that you send your parents to Jahannam before they die and enter Jahannam. We are not to take our parents from that. Make effort from them. Don't think that they can't change. In our house in the past, when something for the chief, when we got up, we said that every one of us. Our parents began to preach it to people. I'm saying this so that you don't lose hope. I mentioned some of those places. I want you to know the extent they are. Yes, they teach you so many things. They can be. They teach so many things. I used to memorize the D1 of Ibrahim Niyas. I can teach you young boy. They change so many things, they change it. In fact, some things when you have to do, they'll call you first. They may say, oh, that is sunnah. Because that is why you have to tell them first. Sunnah. You'll be teaching the lesson that forward, sallallahu. Don't say Sheikh Al-Bani. You don't want to hear that one. My daddy will tell you, I want to pass me, I want to allow a pass you. I just want to tell but I love you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the Alpha of everybody. See, I love you, Sekashiba sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I love you, Sekashiba sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love you, Sekashiba. And then be a good child at home. Because if they don't see as a good child, if you say, I'm not here, I'm not here, I'm not here, I'm not here. So don't lose hope. Make us up on them. They change so many things. They change so many things they are doing. So I'm joking, I want to be in Zala. Don't you know, go back, tell them, benefit them too. You do this, you do this, why you do this? They change it. They want to be guided too. They make love me. They say, وَصَبِّ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِلَا شِيْءٍ وَلِبِكَ. He says, verse of the Quran, make us be of your Lord, pray to your Lord, glorify him in the early parts of the morning and towards the evening. He says, last thing, he comes down. Kill us on the, kill us in the last minute. La ilaha illallah, 100. Astaghfirullah, 100. Afi afalati sanabi, sallallahu, 100. So, catch you down there, Pini. My daddy will say that to us. So how do you respond? You say, well, Sheikh, you want to say something?
No.
You can stop and say, Sharia Salatu, then you can use that. Bilki Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Fatih lima al-Ghulika wal-Khatim lima sabaka Nasir al-Hakki lil-Hakki. And all of this to the end. Emanli yama imam wa salatu fa nabi sallam. Allah, all ayas al-Qawani. Then Anabi will call, our father will call me Al-Fati, Anabi to call Antiwa. You make it like a joke too. Say, let me call, you teach them right here. I remember vividly, I used to teach my father Salatu right here.
today. Sorry, I'm just saying it. I don't want us to lose hope. Many of the people who have made to fast declare their father to be a Republican. I was going to announce some of you, Adamala. You are my man, what I am. Take what they have, give them another one. You think that they are not sincere? You think they are not sincere? You think they are not sincere? When you read the hadith of Aisha that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make love with me, his leg will be swollen up. I saw that in my own parents' house. My own parents did not sleep in the night. Still today, my mom says to me, she's 83 years old. She does not know anything. Till today, now, till today, go now, you see her. I said, when not are you? I said, she said, if I give back, it won't be anything to me. She will not rest on anything. I will not allow anyone to give up any idea. We have to teach them how to make it in such a way that it will bring benefits for them. The point is that we should teach our parents. Some parents in our shirk, where is this starting from? Many of our brothers, people who are not getting like people who are wrong with you. So people have parents, relatives, they are not working on them. Everybody should work on parents and relatives. Even the messenger was commanded to work on his relatives. And he was calling them, the messenger was calling his family, calling his people. We cut off the people who are not supporting me in the mother and sorrow. Only Bibia, eh? And what about Hajin? Only Bibia. Hajin, eh? See, Koleko. What is Koleko? Come on, Katosa. May Allah protect all of us. Our wives, our children, our family, our uncles, our brothers. At home, teach them what you know of Islam. Yeah, that is what is the take away. In a nice manner, let me take it. My own kids, let me take. Many times our approach are the problems we have. The approach is how do you come about it? May Allah protect all of us. I'm just said all of this here and calling us all so that you can at least effect change. At home, Salah, Aqidah, Tawheed, Sunnah. Last, let me say this. Somebody is going to have one of the biggest refineries in Africa recently. Very close to my father. So one day we went to his office. The receptionist said, Haji, see this yourself. See you, blah, 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 blah. At that time I was in, I think, year 3 or something. I just went to him. Daddy, I said, we work together. So the woman just looked at me like, he was just thinking to me. I didn't see anything because I was with my father. My father said, see my own now, me and you, Papa, see my own. What do you think the woman would say? He didn't let me talk. I didn't say any words. You are giving my son, okay, I have it. Now I give me, that is the meaning of it. So you have to work on them. When you work on them, you don't have any problem. So by the time you started growing up, talking about sunnah, they did not do that. You didn't have any position. Many sisters, many brothers, they don't talk about sunnah in their house, or to the they want to marry. They are asking you, you know, you are asking me, it is what you want to do, actually, that your parents will not be in the sunnah tower. You drop your house and you run away. Who teach you all those ones? Where are you running to? May Allah protect all of us.
The point is that we must make our relatives to know what we are doing. You learn people. They didn't come to Halqa. Why do you think they know? Yeah, our Allah said, okay, Allah is the king. You want to marry a man's daughter. You will not make the fear of the man to Allah. Allah said, okay, better you need to get to me. Our Allah said, okay, you need to get to me. If you want, that's the idea of your identity. So to go back to Allah, Baba Allah. And that's the idea of your identity. Many women run out of their homes. Young girls, we know same people. Young girls who didn't know anything. They run out of their homes. Not knowing that that is why they went to go and watch it. You don't start saying, I said, the father, I want to be there and say yes. So I said, when you be there, you will be paying to it. You pay it to me, you say yes. Say, I'm going to be there, you pay it to me, you pay it to me, you pay it to me, you pay it to me. What was the thinking? You didn't want to like, you can't go ready. What he's trying to tell you that he does not want to go and meet that father to beg and try to marry the girl correctly. So the man encouraged the girl, run out of the house, say, you want to start coming here or get in here. What I'm saying now, are you just hearing it? We are hearing it for the first time? Wallah, he said, all of us. All those things should stop. Go away, man. Let's rest. We will do it. Allah about to call up. Expose them. Learn more. Be sincere. Allah will make you affair too. But many of the people are not sincere from the very beginning. Just want to expose the little one that I learned. After 2 years, they send them in divorce back to their parents. You've not seen it. So, yeah, I'm asking you, say, Father, you are learning, you know. That came on my campaign also. Allah to take all of us. So Allah did not allow us to ask the question. Subhanakallah wa alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Next week, inshallah. Inshallah, next week. Amen wa antum.